Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
While those restrictions continue in Dublin, the pubs that don't serve food around the country can reopen today after 6 months of closed doors. But should that happen, given that NPHET is telling us to reduce our social contacts, and will customers come back? Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell is in one such pub for us today, meeting some very enthusiastic and possibly thirsty regulars. Where are you this morning, Brian?
Good morning, Claire. Well, I'm here in the Castle Inn. It's a very well-known bar in the centre of Cork City. There's actually been a bar on this site since the early 1800s, would you believe? And the same family have owned the Castle Inn and have run it since the 1930s. The third generation owner is Michael O'Donovan, and it's a bar. It's full of character. It's full of conversation. It's a real traditional old style bar. They have been closed here for 190 days. And just after 8 o'clock this morning, the kegs were delivered just from a brewery fairly close to here. And a handful of regulars began to assemble and gather. And they had their first drink here at 10:30. And I suppose while all this is happening, and in many pubs around the country, the advice we've been hearing from people like Professor Philip Nolan earlier on Morning Ireland is for us to reduce our social contacts this week. He was making the point this morning that while pubs may have reopened today outside of Dublin, the question we have to ask is, should we go to pubs and how often? But let's begin here with some of those very thirsty regulars I met in the Castle Inn, waiting patiently for their first pint. First up here is Humphrey Kearns.
It seems a long, long time since I've been inside here in O8.
How do you feel being back in the pub?
I wouldn't be a great lover of kind of, you know, watching things on television. A bar like this kind of revolves around kind of conversations with people. It's a very comfortable bar. You can come in on your own, and you're never really on your own because they'll always get somebody to chat to there, or they'll chat to you. So it's a very homely kind of bar.
You missed the pint. What's your drink?
I would normally have a Guinness or a beer, but I don't drink at home. I don't get the enjoyment out of it, and it's not the amount of beer you would have and things like that. It's just the atmosphere, the conversation, like I said, is very important, very important.
So what has the last 6 months been like for you? You haven't drank at home. Have you gone to a pub and had a meal?
I have. It's okay. It's all right. It wouldn't be my preferred choice. The term wet pubs, maybe. I don't like that term. This is a pub. So it's great to see them open. And long may they stay open.
And we're being told, on the one hand, to reduce our social contacts, and yet, on the other hand, we're opening so-called wet pubs. Mm. Do you have any reluctance this week to come in here and have a pint?
I wouldn't really inside here, because they run a very, very good show inside here. You know, the days of standing at a bar are gone, I know that. I feel quite safe inside here, quite safe. I'm still conscious I would wear a mask coming in, wear a mask going to the toilet, things like that. I think that's the norm, no? But I would feel safe coming in here. I think the what they've done to the place is great.
So Humphrey there, Brian, telling us that he feels safe in the Castle Inn, and he talks about what they've done to the place. So how different is it?
It's very different. I mean, it's a very old-fashioned, traditional type of bar, as I said, full of character. I've tweeted a picture of the interior. There's no standing at the bar, for example. As you come in the door here in the Castle Inn, just off South Main Street, details are taken. There's hand sanitising tables. You're showed to a table. You have to wear a mask when you come in. When you're at a table, you can obviously take your mask off, but you have to remain seated. It is essentially table service, which is a really new departure in the couple of hundred years that this bar has been here on the street. And I think the pandemic has actually heralded a return of the snug, would you believe, Claire? I mean, as you turn left here in the Castle Inn, where I'm sitting at the moment is inside in an old style snug. In here, I met two regulars earlier. I met Don Horgan and I met Terry Brennan. And today is a day they were keenly awaiting.
In the Castle Inn and other pubs, I suppose, it's more than a pub. You know, this is our living room. This is where we come to, I suppose, sit down and chat and read the papers and listen to the news and sport and solve the world's problems over a couple of pints, you know, so.
Are you in any way reluctant to come into a pub this week?
From what I've seen so far with the dry pubs that are serving food and the restaurants, I mean, I think they've been managed very, very well from a social distancing perspective. They want to make this work, and, you know, I don't have any fears from that perspective.
And yet we've been told to reduce our social contacts. I mean, is there a contradiction in a way? We're opening wet pubs, as they're called, and then we're being told to halve our social contacts.
We are, and there's a responsibility, I suppose, on all of us to do that. we have an individual responsibility to social distance as much as we can, and I suppose within the pub environment, they're operating within the NEFID guidelines, the 2 metre distancing and the hand sanitisation, what have you. We just have to make it work as best we can.
Your drink of choice today, your first pint, will be what?
My first pint today will be, irrespective of the pint, it'll be over a newspaper and a chat and a conversation, and that's what the Castle Inn is all about, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Socially distanced pint.
Tell us your name, please.
Terry Brennan.
190 days waiting on your first pint today. What'll it be?
Oh, I think you couldn't have anything now except a nice pint of Beamish in the Castle.
When in Cork,
absolutely.
Did you miss it?
I miss the Castle, yes. It's kind of a type of a home that people drop into to catch up on the news, and you'll get the news behind the counter here, and it'll be live and straight from the horse's mouth. And that's what makes the Castle unique.
Will you come in as much as you would have before, or will you be a little bit apprehensive?
I'm not apprehensive at all, but I suppose sensible is a word you'd have to use. I mean,
and this is an old pub, it dates to the early parts of the 20th century, so we're in the front part here, and what would have previously been called
the Snug, in now under NEFID guidelines, I presume you'd call it a pod. It's the Castle Drinkers Pod. The Castle were always well ahead of things. And, you know, social distance, you know, respect a bit of space between people, wear a mask, and you know, ordinary, honest to God, cop on. And I think if everybody exercised that, and it's not just for the few, everybody exercised that.
But doesn't that self-control go out the window a bit after a few pints?
No, I don't think so. I don't. In a pub like this, it won't. Because the publicans, they run a great show.
And I suppose the argument is, in a house party,
there's no control.
There's no control. Yeah.
And if there's a sing-song or somebody starts singing, sure, anytime I start singing, nobody wants to be anywhere near me. So there's no problem with the true distance there, truly real distance there.
Well, listen, enjoy your pint of Beamish today.
I certainly will.
That's Don and Terry having a chat with Brian. Thanks very much, Brian. Alongside you, I know, is the Castle Inn bar owner, Michael O'Donovan. And Michael's also chair of the Cork City Vintners Association. Michael, how is the form today? What a big day for you.
Yeah, it's a big day. Look, it's something we closed on that Saturday night of the 14th of March. So it's 190 days since we've had people come through our front door here. And when we opened the doors just at 10:30 this morning, just to be able to welcome back the people. And I think I was a little nervous opening the door, getting ready from 8:00 on this morning. But once the door opened at 10:30, it was a joy to see them come through. And like, I got a few cards, I've 2 boxes of chocolates this morning already. So it's just the support has been just unbelievable. And even when I was bringing in the kegs this morning, the cars going by, the vans with men going to work, beeping the horn and saying best of luck. You know, it was fantastic to see it this morning, I have to say.
And look, we heard from Don and Terry and we heard from Humphrey earlier. It sounds like you're a very responsible clientele there, but it might look very differently on a Thursday or a Friday night or a Saturday. And you spoke about being nervous. I mean, are you concerned about how it's going to go?
Yeah, look, I suppose we are. That's the realistic of it. But I suppose, look, our capacity is greatly reduced. Like, our maximum capacity here now, going forward under the guidelines, is 32 people. So if we're full, I've grown up, I'm a third generation publican, and it's my job to manage people, mm-hmm. to mind people. So when you've 32 people and we'll have 2 or 3 staff members working in the bar at that time, it's a controlled environment. So we'll be able to keep an eye on everybody, watch everybody, and we also want to reassure people that they'll be safe while they'll be in here.
I'm just wondering, Michael, because I heard Humphrey talking about the fact that it's just going to be table service now. Did that have implications for you staff-wise?
Yes, it does. Look, as I said, our capacity is greatly reduced. We're down to 32 people. We would have been somewhere, we would have been about 90 people on a busy Saturday night. So we're down to a third of our capacity. That will have a knock-on effect because, look, the staff requirement will obviously be reduced as well during the week because of that. But look, I suppose we're open today. Today is a day to look forward. We'll know more in the coming weeks of how we trade and what the requirements are and how trade is going. But today we're just open and we're thankful to be given the opportunity, I suppose, to get our livelihoods back.
And I suppose you can't rule out, you know, what's going to happen down the line. We see cases increasing, 396 yesterday. There were 36 of those were in Cork City and County. I mean, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on that, Michael. Maybe today is not the day to be thinking about it, but there is always a possibility, isn't there, that you could be facing shutdown again?
It is. It's there. It's in the background. But look, I suppose we can only control what comes through our doors as any publican can. We have implemented the guidelines. We're going to implement and follow the guidelines. And look, the 36 cases here in Cork yesterday, of course, they're a concern. But if the one thing is, if we are shut down or closed, like in Dublin, it'll be heartache having gone through 3 postponements to finally get open today, because to try and go through all this again, even mentally for us, it'll be very, very difficult to try and start over again and reassure our customers for a second time. It'll be a very difficult position if that happens.
Well, Michael, we wish you well today. Have a good one at the Castle Inn there. That's Michael O'Donovan, and our thanks as well to Brian O'Connell. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.